It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. That brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Hi.
Hi. Good morning. Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day to you as well. And again, thank you to all who have served and are currently serving in our armed forces. You typically, each and every Tuesday, bring us a guest. Today is no exception. Who did you bring?
Yes, I'm delighted to have a freshly clean-shaven face, baby face, Dr. Derek Brown here from the Free Clinic of Central Virginia today.
Doctor, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
And I see that you're participating in Mustaches for Kids.
I am being facially hazed for the rest of November. Yes, I am.
I did not do that this
Very
year.
Very jealous right now.
however, Tab actually did.
Uh-huh.
If you saw any of her posts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's got a little mustache tattoo on her finger and she's having it filled in. So,
nice.
So that'll be as the growing continues.
Yeah,
is it a real tattoo?
Yeah, it's a real tattoo. She has a real tattoo. She has a real tattoo on this finger.
And then she has
a microphone on this one.
Uh-huh.
So she has a mustache and a microphone.
It's the
world of Tab. So she's going to be participating as well, but that's not why you're here.
No.
We're here to talk about the Free Clinic of Central Virginia. And so if you are unfamiliar with Free Clinic, we're going to ask Dr. Brown to explain what Free Clinic does. But also, you guys suffered a fire back right around Christmas, that kind of put your main location out of commission for a very, very long time, and we'd like to get an update on that.
Yeah.
So, Megan, I think I jumped in there before you finished your thing.
No, you're fine.
Okay,
you're fine.
All right,
yeah.
We're
Dr.
good.
Brown's here to talk about Free Clinic and some events that they have coming up and ways that we as a community can help.
Mm-hmm. Well, Doctor, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the program. For those that don't know, please explain what Free Clinic is.
Yeah. First, happy Veterans Day, and just really always support the troops and grateful for their service.
Absolutely.
And thanks for the opportunity to come on and talk about the Free Clinic. So our mission is to provide comprehensive, compassionate, high-quality care, health care for uninsured and underinsured patients all across Central Virginia. And we do medical services. We also have dental. We also have some pharmacy services that we can provide as well, and we're dipping our toe in mental health as well. So it's so important to have that comprehensive care for people, and everything is connected in the body, and healthcare is so important. It influences every other aspect of your life. And back in December, we had a fire. Our clinic is 1016 Main Street here downtown Lynchburg, but had a fire, and the smoke damage just devastated the whole clinic. So we had to gut the entire thing. We have a wonderful contractor with LG Flint who's going in there and working with us, and we're getting back up and running. So it's neat to see. Like, we actually have drywall back up now. It was just all studs and wires, and but we're progressing along. We're getting there. We have some needs, but we're getting close to getting back there, hopefully in February.
And for folks that that maybe they've been through a fire, or they've known a business or a residential location that has been through a fire, and the construction crews can usually go in there, and the fire restoration folks can usually go in there, but for a medical clinic, you have a lot of instruments and equipment and things that can't just be cleaned.
Yeah.
It had to have been replaced. I mean,
right.
nobody wants dental instruments that went through a fire.
That's right.
In their mouth. So yeah. So it's been a process.
Yeah, and it's crazy the amount of soot and smoke damage and just how it penetrated everything. Even our filing cabinets that were closed.
Yeah.
Like, there's soot inside the filing cabinets in between pieces of paper.
Oh,
so
wow.
You think about some of the eye lanes and optometry equipment that we had, because we do offer optometry as well.
Okay.
The dental instruments, and all that has to be sterile, and so just a total loss, and it was no way to be able to clean all of that. And
you were saying off air that you have about a $500,000 gap from what insurance is going to you anticipate.
Yeah,
able to provide.
Yeah. So we're fortunate to have fire insurance,
yeah.
But as you know, it doesn't cover everything.
Yeah.
Prices have gone up, and with construction, when you start to uncover everything that was there in an older building. You have other things that come up that aren't covered from insurance. So, yeah, about $500,000 we're trying to raise between now and February. Okay. So it's a challenge, but
That's a big challenge.
Every little bit helps.
So you have a series of upcoming events, mm-hmm. and one of which we're talking about it with Dink It Forward.
Yeah, we're really excited. We have a pickleball tournament at Crosswhite called the Dink It Forward Tournament. Dink It is a pickleball term for those who aren't familiar with pickleball. But that's December 6th and 7th at Crosswhite. And we've actually did something really neat this year. We partnered with two other local nonprofits because we're always about collaboration. So Impact Living Services and Boys and Girls Club. Mm-hmm. And we have created the Triple Pickle. If you participate in each one of our tournaments, then it makes you eligible to become a Triple Pickle. And we'll have some prizes and some neat stuff that we'll give away at that last tournament for the Boys and Girls Club in the spring.
Awesome.
Oh, this is really, really cool. I am not. Have you ever played pickleball?
I have twice. Okay. Yeah. Twice. And I both times I had my dear friend Amanda come try to teach me and all the rules and the terms, just a whole nother lingo, and I was intimidated by that. So but taught our kids, and we really enjoyed it. I loved it. So I'm looking forward to doing that.
I played for the first time about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
And then I played in Impact's tournament just to kind of to support them, and surprisingly made it through a few rounds.
Wow.
The first round.
It's like I enjoy ping pong always, so it feels like that, and so it's not quite so much running.
Is it like
less running?
Is it like tennis and ping pong combined?
Yeah,
it really is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's manageable. Like it feels manageable, and the scoring. I'm confused by the scoring, but I think you just have to practice a few times. Yeah.
Well, and that's fine. But the more you do it, I'm sure the better you get.
Yeah.
And it's a great community of people. People are really supportive, and people want you to learn more about the sport. So it's just a good time. And even if you don't have a lot of experience, encourage people to try it. Try something new, come out, support a good cause.
Yeah, that's great. December 6th and 7th.
That's right. Yep.
And you can learn more if you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just type in free clinic, and you'll find all the information. You can also go to freeclinicva.org. I got it right.
That's right.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just right off the top of my head. My brain's a little squishy sometimes, but today it's firing on almost all four cylinders. Yeah. All right. So talk about the volunteerism of medical professionals, which really is what makes Free Clinic of Central Virginia possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really inspiring and humbling to lead an organization like this. We see so many people just constantly giving back, and you know, with the looming cuts to insurance and Medicaid, you know, it's estimated that over 300,000 Virginians could lose their Medicaid benefits. And so what that translates to Lynchburg, we're unsure right now, but it could be a couple thousand, could be several thousand individuals in this community in Central Virginia that no longer have coverage. Yeah. And we're like that last safety net for folks that don't have anything else. Like they don't have Medicaid. And I was in a room with some professionals a week ago, and I was talking about the free clinic, and I said, if you've ever had like excruciating pain or just really bad pain or been sick, raise your hand. Every hand in the room raised. It's like, how many of you all went to the doctor? And everybody raised their hand. How many of you had access to go to the doctor? Everybody raised their hand. I said, well, imagine now that you don't have that access and you can't go and you're in that much pain. Like, what do you do if there's a choice between healing yourself or feeding your kids? And so I know that our doctors and our dentists, our physicians, they understand that. And our board and our nurses, all of our volunteers understand just the huge benefit and service that we provide for our community. So it's really inspiring. We've had over 500 volunteer last
That's
year.
Tremendous.
Not all physicians and dentists, but we have over 40 students that volunteered from Liberty's Medical School. We have students from University of Lynchburg, around 87 of those last year, 17 dentists, countless physicians that come in. And these are folks that are either full-time in school or at their private practice or working at the hospital all day. And then they come in and work with us in the afternoons and during the day on their days off and just constantly giving. So it's inspiring.
And one of the things that I wanted to mention, and you had mentioned it at the beginning, that it's not just uninsured patients, but it's underinsured patients as well.
Right.
And a lot of folks, many folks, do not have dental.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not an option right. for them. And your clinic addresses that issue.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the things that I've really learned from just having exposure to Johnson Health and Community Access Network and the free clinic, you know, is that even with all of your all's services, it's not able to meet the need of all of our neighbors.
Right.
So some people, one of the questions that comes up is, why do we need Can on 5th and, you know, Johnson Health and free clinic so close together? Well, you're not even able to adequately cover all the needs. So not even right. if you're all working 100% every day of the week, Saturdays and Sundays, it's still not, you know, not able to do it. So you could even have another one. So
yeah.
I think that's important for neighbors to understand as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, dental pain is one of those things people don't think about and really can impact every area of your life. Just a quick story, if I got 2 seconds.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there was a student who was getting their GED in one of our local school systems. And the teacher reached out to me and said, you know, this student is in just pain every day. They don't have insurance. They don't have any dentist that could see them. It has a 2-year waiting list. Mm-hmm. And they're in here trying to learn. They're just in pain. So we were able to get them in. The student had a cavity and a fractured tooth on separate sides of the mouth. And had been living like that for a year and trying to just pay attention in class and go through life with that type of pain and like no help and no hope.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a real need and something that people don't, you know, really don't have an awareness of that there's such a backlog and such a dental desert, if you will, especially in the counties.
And free clinic, now it's not a walk-in clinic. You have to register in advance and contact your folks and get screened for eligibility.
That's right. Yep. So, and you can just go to our website, freeclinicva.org, and all of our information is on there. If you call the number, it's a really easy process. We have amazing staff members that want to get people into our clinic, and so they'll make sure that you're eligible. And if they're not eligible, we do have folks that will help you get signed up for Medicaid if that's what you qualify for. And then we also have our great partners at CAN, Johnson, that we do refer out to and can connect people to other resources as well.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Great. So right now with the main clinic with your central location downtown on Main Street shut down, undergoing renovations, where is dental and where is medical right now?
Yeah, so our medical facilities, we've been fortunate to be in the Quaker Memorial Presbyterian Church over on 4th Avenue, and they've been great. So on the backside of that church in their lower terrace level, we've set up some dental medical offices there. And then our dental side is on Old Forest Road in the old CAN dental building. And so all of those exact addresses are on our website.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, when we talked about volunteering, when we talked about making donations and volunteering, that might be a little bit tricky because you need, you know, some specialized folks with medical experience in a lot of cases. But as far as like if folks wanted to make donations, not just monetary donations, but if they wanted to donate items, what types of items are you accepting right now?
Yeah. So we actually have what we call a food pharmacy and a hygiene pantry. Mm-hmm. And so we partner with Lynchburg Grows and our area food bank that helps provide food. But also it's critical to have those hygiene products to stay healthy. So soaps, deodorants, laundry detergent, toothpaste, toothbrushes, dental floss, anything like that that's personal hygiene. We always take those donations. And then volunteerism, like you said, you don't have to be a physician, you don't have to be a dentist to come in and help and volunteer with us. We had two parents of one of our board members came in last week and just helped us stuff hygiene bags. And okay. we were able to pass those out at Parkview and the Daily Bread when we did some pop-up clinics.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is fantastic. So if individuals or organizations would like to either volunteer or make donations, they can learn more if they go to Share Greater Lynchburg. Mm-hmm. They can go to your page, or they can go to your page directly and get in contact with you.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep. We love to connect with people and we love to collaborate.
That's great.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. We're talking with Dr. Derek Brown from Free Clinic of Central Virginia. You can learn more, again, by visiting sharegreaterlynchburg.org and just type in Free Clinic or go to freeclinicva.org for more information. And if you'd like to make a donation, cash-wise, too, there's very convenient buttons right here.
Click that button, yeah.
I suggest clicking on the other amount, but any amount,
just
any amount.
Just 500,000.
Yeah, yeah. Click that on, would be great. Yeah, click on other amount, donate 500,000. Problem
there you
solved,
go. Problem
right?
Solved.
We've made a lot of stress.
We've solved all the world's problems.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, again, thank you so much
for what you do and for taking time.
Mm-hmm. Megan, how are things going at Share and Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation?
Awesome. Yeah, we just did our fall for the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. The designations and were made for the fall grants last week in committee, and that will be voted on at our board meeting in December 9th. So right after that, we'll be sending out a press release about, you know, where all the funds have gone for the fall and been distributed, which is awesome. And our annual report is just hot off the press. It might just be in the mailboxes this week, and we have a digital copy online, and we'll put that in our newsletter. But last year was a banner year for the foundation. We had the most money in recent years that was, you know, donated, and the most yield, and therefore the most nonprofits were served. So 253 nonprofits received grants last year at a banner year. So keep giving and keep you know, supporting the foundation in transformational ways. We've had many new funds started and agency funds where, like the Free Clinic, you know, you can kind of store your excess funds at the and let help it grow at the foundation. So if you're a nonprofit that just wants to park some money there, let it grow through our awesome machine, and then get to it when you need it. Mm-hmm. You can do that too. So the annual report was really I reviewed and edited it multiple times, and I really learned something every time. For our grant window, we have a few more days. The 15th of this month is the deadline for the Youth Philanthropy Grant. That's a $10,000 and a $5,000 grant that's donated by 27 local high school students. Decide where that goes. And that's specifically for nonprofits that are doing youth programming. And that's great. So Iron Lives should apply if they haven't already. And as well as just any organization that does youth programming. It's a really cool process to be part of. And for the Share side of things, we have our final Lunch and Learn of the Year tomorrow. There's still time to register, and I can slide you in a Jersey Mike's sub for lunch. But it's at Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest. Okay. And we have a few seats left. It's at 12 o'clock. And they'll give us a little bit about the history, their engagement with the 250th anniversary of our country and all that they're doing to celebrate. And you can walk away with a free guest pass to come back and tour the grounds at your leisure. Nice. So that's really exciting. And, you know, Mike and I are working on Giving Tuesday activities, getting ready for Giving Every Tuesday and some live remotes at the market. Mm-hmm. And Giving Tuesday is coming up on December 2nd.
Yep. And I believe we'll be at Lynchburg Community Market with Share Greater Lynchburg on the 22nd.
Mm-hmm. That sounds right. Saturday the 22nd at, what did we decide on a time?
I think we did.
9 o'clock?
9 a.m.
Yeah, we'll see you at 9. We'll give out some giveaways, and we want to hear from people about why they're giving good in the community. Mm-hmm. And why it's important to give back.
Share Greater Lynchburg has 202 nonprofit organizations represented on the platform. Yeah. Folks can learn all about these organizations. They can find out about volunteer opportunities, even volunteering at the board level. There are so many events. There are upcoming events. There are about 38 upcoming events right now that you could attend and be part of. And you can even shop for these organizations on the Share platform. Just visit ShareGreaterLynchburg.org to learn more. And if you're part of a nonprofit that is not using the Share platform, it's free. So
great.
Yeah. Get on there. Yeah. It's kind of a one-stop shop. Mm-hmm. For folks to learn more about all of our area's nonprofit organizations without having to search everybody's individual page. Mm-hmm. You can do a deeper dive then and go to each individual page once you've seen the sheer need that is out there. It's on ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. Folks, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Each and every Tuesday, Megan joins us, and we really appreciate the partnership within our community. Coming up, we have your audio vault a little bit later on. Stay tuned.